Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
This up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
What kind of a shady used... I know there's some shady used car lots out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's not necessarily...
What kind of car did Stuart buy that we said was a drug dealer car? Was it a Saab? And I'm like, I don't even... The Saab story.
Saab,
I don't even know what that is.
Dealer. I thought you were like a Grand National or like an Impala.
Who drives a Saab?
People used to drive Saabs all the time. Wasn't that a popular...
Not when I was alive.
European brand?
Well, if we lived in Europe.
This might be the most sus used car dealership I've ever seen in my life. This dude ended up buying back the car he had stolen off of his driveway unintentionally.
I was going to say, well, sometimes it goes like that.
I just really love the car. No, black Honda Civic, loved his car. He reported it, did all the insurance paperwork, car's never found. He goes out to buy a replacement because he needs a car.
But he wants the exact same.
He wants the exact same car. It's like, I love a good Civic. Found a perfect match. Perfect match at a dealership about an hour away. Bought it. By the way, for $26,000, I hope this was a relatively new Honda Civic. Oh, my goodness. And so then he gets the car. It wasn't detailed. There's stuff inside, like there's Christmas tree.
It wasn't detailed.
It wasn't detailed. There were candy bar wrappers in the thing. And the debris, it didn't seem like trash. It felt familiar because, oh my goodness, even the Snickers bars. It's like this car was meant, I like Snickers. Who's the person that used to drive this? He was messing around with the car.
His body's still in the back.
He went to the navigation system and found all of his destinations in the search history.
Like his address? His
parents' address, his address, his office. Like, it was all in there. He said, and then he was just shook. He realized it was his car.
How did he not catch it? Like, the VIN number and all that.
Yo, they had changed all that. They had tampered with the VIN number. They had tampered with the mileage, put different plates on it, altered all that.
They did all that, but couldn't bother to take it to a quick car wash?
Like, you couldn't even put a shine on? He spent $26,000.
Couldn't even vacuum up the pine needles?
He spent $26,000 and you couldn't even run a vacuum through it? And you guys ask me why I'm like exclusively buy new cars.
I can't figure out the angle here, but something's happening.
Like, this is...
So what happens? It's his car.
I am not.
He can't get his money back, right? I mean,
I think they're trying to figure out, like,
because the thief sold it to the lot.
Yeah, so there's a couple of transactions. Someone is going to get stiffed for a lot of money, right? No one wants it to be them. So I'm going to assume this is going to be a massive headache. A massive, massive headache.
Okay, if someone took your car and just changed out the license plate, but all your stuff was still inside of it, how would you not know that was not your car? I would know instantly that...
I feel like once I sat down...
Oh, that's
down,
my coffee stain.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, mine. Yeah, it's like, oh, the seat... You know, like, come on.
Oh, there's that duct tape residue from that one time I tried to affix something to the window. I mean... Like, you would know, right? Like, you would know.
It would be...
It would smell like you. It'd be air fresheners in there.
It'd be embedded in your core. Everything would sit... it's unreal.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I can't stop looking at these pictures. I am transfixed. There's a new couple alert. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus. What? Liz, why? She shared all of these photos on Instagram with the caption, Tennessee weekend.
Does he just have the Riz?
He has to.
Like, I mean, just that.
He's got the hair.
He does. He is a good, like, for older dudes, he has a look. You know what I mean? Like, it's a...
He's not unattractive.
No, but he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Made unattractive by... His actions
by being
generally.
Billy Ray Cyrus, yes.
So maybe it's a PR stunt. Like, they're publicist could have set him up. I don't know. A source told People Magazine she's been visiting him in Tennessee and they really like each other.
Horrifying.
She loves his music and he loves the attention she gives him.
Everyone.
Which is a horrible quote.
Everyone wants a country crossover these days. Every single person. Noted.
What's a good couple name? Belzebeth. Sounds like a demon. Eliza Ray.
Still demonish.
Eliza Billy. No, those are the names of your cousins.
Still demonish. I don't like it.
How Southern are you? Probably got three of those. In other couple news, Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram.
Oh,
not that
no.
They're the couple, but of course there's Taylor Swift, Blake bros. Lively drama.
They're bros.
I guess it was Blake in a text to Justin Baldoni and amidst all their legal issues.
Yeah.
She referred to Taylor and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. as dragons. And essentially said, like, she could sick her dragons on the guy, and they would just defend her.
Oh!
And so she felt kind of used by that.
I imagine, yeah, because if anyone has the dragons, it's not going to be Blake Lively. Like,
it would be Taylor Swift.
I would say Taylor Swift is a dragon.
She's Maleficent.
Taylor Swift, yeah, I don't think you can just call Taylor in to do you a solid like that. I find that hard to believe.
So I don't know if Travis has an actual problem.
Mm.
Or if he's distancing himself to just avoid being dragged into it.
Yeah.
Ryan is still following Travis for what it's worth. Blake is still following Taylor, but not Travis. Taylor doesn't follow anybody.
Why would
because
you?
Because she's a dragon.
That's the ultimate flex. Ultimate flex.
In other psycho news, American Psycho, to be exact, getting a new take from the guy who directed Queer and Challengers.
Is it?
Luca.
Oh, who cares?
Guadagnino?
Some guy's remaking... Why? Ooh. Of all the movies you could remake, that doesn't seem like one of the ones that would be at the top of the pile, but okay.
I wouldn't have thought so. No. There haven't been any casting announcements, but there have been rumors. Austin Butler could be your next Patrick Bateman, formerly played by Christian Bale.
I like the stock.
The discussion, is he too pretty?
Wait.
I thought that was the whole point. That's, but the casting director from the 2000 original says I would cast Austin in Jared Leto's role because he's that beautiful. That's why we cast Jared.
Right.
Jared is certainly a great actor as well. Obviously, Austin has a lot of depth, but not every person has that kind of beauty.
Am I
thinking of the wrong thing? Christian like, aren't Bale. They supposed to both be attractive? And that's
Christian Bale is some uggo to this dude. Like, I mean, Christian Bale's.
What was that Marvel movie where the hot people were still not as hot and they were being cast as the
Uggs? Yeah, it was a horrible movie. It was they both can be handsome. Like, what are you talking about?
It was, Patrick Bateman and Paul Allen. They're both supposed to be attractive.
They're supposed to be handsome men who are obsessed with their appearance.
Yeah.
That's part of the, minus the, that and then murdering a bunch of people, but like.
Details.
Yeah, however you get there, it doesn't really matter. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Not using Zac Efron because he's too attractive to play Ted Bundy. That's the whole point.
I know, we don't like to say
that's the whole
Bundy.
Point.
People thought he was what he was.
He was attractive. He was a monster.
Off to a great start with this one. Fantastic.
And let's end with some driving news. Mm. Still in April, which is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Yep.
So people wanted to look at what generation has the worst drivers. Actually, it was self-reported.
Oh, was it? So no one.
So
then.
Gen Z self-identified as the worst drivers on the road.
Really?
Only 30% of them believed that their generation drives more safely than others. Now, that was echoed by the other generations, because I would wager it's whatever generation is the youngest. So it would be Gen Alpha.
Absolutely
if Gen
not.
Alpha was old enough to drive.
It's the boomers. It's the oldest of it. It's the last boomers on the road or the worst drivers.
Well, isn't it a spectrum? You'd have the beginning drivers of the youngest and then the oldest drivers of the oldest.
Curve, right? So like on average... It might be close, but
also you could argue those two groups are going to be hopefully paying the most attention because they don't want their license taken away
for two very different reasons. Very similar attributes.
So really it's all the rest of us in the middle. It's probably the millennials. We get blamed for everything. So just pile it on.
Why not?
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
I've got questions. You need answers.
Yes.
And I'll give you one right now.
That's, don't complain about it. It's a freebie. It's a free answer.
Exactly.
It's a free answer,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe in the future, depending on how many more winners we get, it'll be freebies,
not
plural.
Today. Not today. You get one.
The one.
Yes.
And the one is Duolingo.
Oh, well, that's helpful.
Duolingo. Okay. So if the question is appy,
yeah,
it's probably Duolingo.
There's not a lot of confusion there.
No, and Duolingo was fresh on my mind because of all the media buzz that they have generated. Semi-recently.
What happened with Duolingo?
Did you not see any of this? See,
no.
I stayed away from it because I knew it was a marketing stunt, but it was so off-putting, I needed to wait and see where it was going.
What did they do?
They killed their mascot.
What?
The little owl. The little owl named Duo. They killed him on February 11th.
What?
He died.
What do you mean?
They said he was dead and authorities were investigating the cause.
How did he pass away?
They were investigating.
He's dead.
Other brands jumped on, started making content related to this.
Oh, I see. All right, it's going to get some buzz.
And then miraculously, he returned on February 24th to hawk an updated subscription. Legends never die.
That was the payoff.
You were encouraged, I guess, to complete language lessons to revive Duo.
But he's dead. He's dead. He's not sleeping.
He's also not real.
I
don't know how that works. Look at Mr. Peanut.
That was a horrible.
Killed him.
He came
back as a baby and then like a week later was a grown adult again.
Just mutated straight back to normal.
I don't know the life cycle of a peanut. So.
You don't want to think about these characters too much. And this is putting them.
Unless it's Mr. Clean. Then I want to think about him. A lot.
If you want to be our next contestant for the Money Minute, sign up online, thebullhouston.com/con.
Getting Frito all caught up on Duo's death from Duolingo and going down that YouTube rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
Super
so
fun.
Good. As long as, can we stick on YouTube for a second?
No.
I need this. I need this. Do you use YouTube a lot? Do you watch YouTube?
I don't. My kids do.
Okay. Yeah. All kids watch YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Annoyingly.
All right. I have gotten to this phase where, because my niece and nephew watch YouTube exclusively, and the algorithm now serves me all of this content that seems to be related to what
the suggested
are into.
Videos, yep.
And I am so confused. I am so confused that I don't know what to do. I sent you and this is the thing that's tricky. This is a sight gag. I sent you a link, and I need you to watch this link and give me your estimation.
My honest assessment?
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if this is normal. I don't know if this is normal for me to be this confused by what is essentially children's programming.
Can you tell me sort of what genre it is?
This is like a mashup. It's like you take popular cartoons like Peppa Pig, and then you mash them up into this weird jump cut mess of where it's just nonsense.
Okay. All right. I've got
Here, go ahead.
Funny compilation one. Funny Peppa Pig. Try not to laugh.
Try not to laugh, Katie. Go ahead.
It's called Horror Tunes, so I'm sure that's Peppa Pig, but...
Here's your present, George.
Okay, there's a present. He's shaking it.
Hello, how are you? I'm under the water.
Okay. Hey, yo, what the?
That is a big rear end on that dinosaur.
What is happening here?
Is that a... No.
Where are we going?
Why? Okay, the family's in the car. Is that a sausage factory? Oh, mommy and daddy leave without the kids, laughing maniacally. There's Grandpa Pig with Sausage Peppa and George.
So again,
this is.
Are you? When you log onto your YouTube, what do you get served? What is the stuff that you get served from your kids?
This just gets worse. I don't know why I'm still playing. This is the stuff you should block.
This is so...
Wow, this is taking a dark turn.
That's the, I think that's what the kids are into. I think it's. I think that this is just what...
I think you can block this.
Like,
I think that's why the kid accounts exist.
So I already... is what I want to know is I need perspective.
Are my
here.
Kids watching that?
No, no, not that. Like, but like, are you as a
are
an
kids
adult,
into weird things on
yes,
YouTube?
Is are you confused by the YouTube...
I'm confused with
items you can
all of YouTube in general, but... you know, my kids' latest fascination, they've always loved the Genevieve's Playhouse, like the people that just play with toys.
Yeah.
So instead of them playing with their own toys, they're watching a grown man play with toys.
That is
odd. Like, but then there's also all the ASMRs, and I know people love it, but it's just so strange when everything is bright and colorful and made for kids, and then there's no real sounds except for a woman like tapping on things. And then adding squidges to Play-Doh. I hate it. That really bothers me.
So what do your kids watch that confuses you straight up? Or is this just a this just an us problem? 713-881-5500. CJ, let's talk kids YouTube. What you got?
Everything?
Yeah, all of it.
Are you confused by what your kids watch on YouTube?
I really am. Like, he's a teenager, and I went through his history the other day because we share a YouTube, so I was getting all kinds of, like, weird suggestions. So I go through it, and there's 114 videos over a weekend, which is crazy in and of itself.
Wow.
And I tried to watch one, and it's like a remix of Five Nights at Freddy's with a techno dub... music.
This sounds very familiar to me. Like, this is the time. Yeah, it's just like you end up staring at it. It's like, what is happening
that's
here?
That's what they want. They want you to watch longer.
And then you look at the view counts and you're like,
it's all other confused parents. That's how it gets so high.
How many millions of people have watched this and why?
It's just CJ watching it a million times trying to understand it.
Is that what it is? It's all us.
Why? Of all the W's, why is the only thing that ended up it was why
every
and
single,
every time it was just it ended up with why.
Dude, so do you try to ask, like, because I just feel like it makes you sound
can
old.
It be explained?
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, why do you like this, kids? Like, I feel ancient trying to go down that path, but like, I need to know why this is entertaining.
I asked. And he said, well, it just amuses me. And I was like, okay, then can I ask another question? How did you watch 114 videos in a weekend? He's like, oh, well, I don't watch them all. I just skim through at high speed. Which means not only is he not watching them, he's not getting the content. He's, like, fast-forwarding through everything.
How do you make those videos faster? I feel like they're already, like, ADD nightmares.
I guess
nightmares.
You just watch, like, the first 30 seconds.
Is it just, like, next? Like, that's...
No, you adjust the playback speed.
Oh.
Apparently, his playback speed is, like, 2 and 3 times.
Wow.
How does your brain process... Again, like, I sound old talking. How does your brain process that? Like,
Maybe that's the amusing part. Because everything going so fast. Doesn't really matter what it is.
I was so impressed because the other day I was listening to music and Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads comes on. And he knows all the lyrics. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Where did you hear this? He's like, oh, it was in one of the videos. Huh?
And he's like, a lot longer than I remember.
Yeah.
Why don't you slow it down, Dad? What's this chopped and screwed version? Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, y'all.
All right, brother. All right, stick around. Next chance to qualify for a free cruise. Stop it. That's next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
What up, Angie? Let's see if we can get things back on track with you and Carlos.
Okay, yeah, that sure would be nice. Carlos is just so cool. He really is. He's a great guy, and I know he was crushing on me hard for a while, so I'm not sure what changed.
Okay, walk us through this. How well do you know each other?
Not super well. We're kind of friends of friends, but we never really spent much time together. we'd see each other here and there, bump into one another at events and things. But like he always caught my eye when he was around. And I guess I did the same because randomly one day he got my number from one of our friends. And we started texting, and he asked me out.
Okay. Some detective work on his part.
Right.
Love to see it.
Mm-hmm. How did that go with the date?
I mean, it was okay. I don't want to put the place on blast, but it wasn't up to my standards. Hmm. It wasn't the cleanest, you know, and I found something in my food.
Oh, God.
How bad?
I mean, it wasn't the worst experience I've ever had, but I think anytime you find something foreign in a meal, it just ruins it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The waiter was really understanding when I brought it to his attention. Thankfully, he offered to get me something else. But by the time I found the offending item, I was like halfway through my burrito. So I just politely declined.
Yikes.
I didn't think I could like stomach anything else.
Yeah, for
so
real.
He took it off the bill.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh. Yeah. He also comped the apps, which I thought was a nice touch.
Oh, God, yeah.
In the burrito, yeah. Too. Like,
halfway.
Dude, that's the worst.
I want to ask, but I don't want to know what it was.
No. Let's not worry about that. Do you think that this incident is somehow responsible for not hearing back from Carlos for some reason or what?
I mean, it's as good a reason as any, right? I mean, maybe he thought I made too big of a deal of the whole thing.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't imagine someone acting any different in that situation, I guess he could have considered it high maintenance or something.
Seems like a stretch, to be honest.
Yeah, it does.
But minus thinking that you're some kind of food diva, like, were there any other hiccups, like disagreements or weird conversations, like anything?
Yeah, anything that might give us some help as to what we're about to find out when we get him on the line.
No, not really. I mean, technically, there was a disagreement on what to do after dinner. I wanted to go back to my house and grab ice cream, watch Hulu, you know, keep the night going. But he said he was tired and he had a big meeting the next day. So he called it and I haven't heard much from him since.
Yeah, the old big meeting.
Yeah.
It's never a great sign.
No. Right.
Well, look, let's get to the bottom of it. We're going to call Carlos. We'll talk to him. That's coming up next with Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Angie and Carlos went out on a date. They were friends of friends. They had known each other, I guess, for a while.
Yeah.
But when they went out for real, she had an issue with food.
Dude, it's so much worse when it shows up in enclosed food.
Yes,
to me.
She said she was halfway through her meal when she found something. Didn't tell us what it was.
Yeah.
Said it was a foreign object.
You've already eaten half of it. You couldn't see it.
My mind is running wild.
But if you make a big deal, you could be looked at as high maintenance.
Yes, and that's what she thinks happened. Yeah. And that's why she thinks Carlos isn't getting back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out. Hey, is this Carlos?
Yeah, who's this?
Frito and Katie have a radio show. The reason we're calling you is we got an email from a girl named Angie. Said that she thought y'all were vibing. Something, I guess, has changed. And she was wondering if there was a reason behind that.
There is. Is that something you guys need to know for some reason?
We're being a little nosy, yeah. Carlos. That's true. But we just kind of want to know where your head's at on this.
Well, it had to be one of the worst dates I've ever been on, to be honest with you. I've heard of people like this. I've never seen it happen in first person, and I've never known anyone that tried to do it before. Angie is probably a psychopath on top of it.
Really?
What? I'm sorry. What am I? I'm a what?
Oh, she's on the phone?
Nice. For real, answer the question. You can't just call me crazy and then expect me to have a question.
I mean, are you serious? The thing with the hair, Angie? What kind of monster tries to pull that?
Hey, Carlos, can you tell us a little more about the thing with the hair? What did she do exactly?
Yeah, okay, all right, get a load of this. I don't know if Angie didn't like her food or she was just finished with it or whatever, but when she thought I wasn't looking, she pulled out this little baggie from her purse. I didn't know what was in it at first, and then she dumped it on her plate. And then when I turned around to look, it was a pile of hair. So she just pulled out a little baggie from her purse and dumped hair onto her plate. I was genuinely shocked and appalled, and I'm just sitting there staring at it. I would have called her out, but I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never seen anyone do that before. No, I was legitimately stunned.
That did not.
What?
That did not happen.
You're kidding.
No, dude, I wish I was.
Angie, what the hell?
Angie.
What? Were you after a free meal or something? Like, what's this about?
Yeah, trying to rip off a family restaurant, mind you. Disgusting.
Look, it's not at all like that. I had told you I didn't like it, but by the time I realized they weren't going to take it back, this was just the easiest way to ensure that they wouldn't, like, argue about it with me or whatever. You know, you want to talk about gross? That kitchen was gross. No wonder the food tasted like it did.
Angie!
Are you seriously trying to justify what you did right now? Like, of course they wouldn't have taken it back. You ate half of the meal. That's ridiculous. Look, people like you are the same reason that restaurants are struggling so hard right now. Seriously, like, you ordered the wrong thing. Just remember it next time or don't go back. Don't make it the restaurant's problem. Don't cause a huge scene because there's other people in the restaurant. They think that there's hair on your plate. Then they reported online or whatever, you're causing like a major issue for them. It's legitimately psychopathic, narcissistic.
Yeah,
but if I didn't like it, I shouldn't have to be charged for it. That's all I'm saying.
Angie! Look, not that this will make it any better, but I am genuinely curious as to where the hair came from.
Actually, that's a great question.
Right, like, I mean, do you just constantly walk around with a baggie of hair from a human?
I mean,
yes.
I mean, it's not mine.
It's not yours.
I didn't, like, rip it out of my head, if that's what you're asking. It can't be the same color, obviously.
Well, obviously.
That's so much worse than whatever I was expecting.
Oh, my God. Oh, calm down. It's just shower hair from my roommate.
This is so wrong. That's legitimately the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That is truly
that's something.
Amazing.
That's something, Angie.
I'm going to go, though. Have a good morning. Thanks a lot.
Angie.
Girl.
Angie, what the hell? What the hell, lady? What are you doing?
What? I don't understand how this is a big deal. Hair and food happens all the time. What's one more?
But not on purpose.
It's like, Angie, thank you.
I can't. I can't with this.
Thank you.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's not been real fun.
What? All right, 713-881-5500.
This is not real. People don't do this.
You just talked to someone who did this.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think they're in cahoots. No one is this crazy.
I know you guys have thoughts. We will hear them or read them via text message coming up. If you want to chime in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will see what y'all have next.
Wake up to Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Angie brought human hair to a restaurant to use to get free food.
Yeah.
That's the long and short of this.
Why am I so stuck on it's not even her hair. Blake, you got any opinions on this strategy?
I can't believe she did that. She grabbed the hair out of the shower.
Out of the shower.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I guess you got to get it out of the shower, right? It's gonna clog your shower. Roommate should have
done
it.
Yeah, but you don't keep it in your purse and save it for a free meal.
It's been sitting in the... How... See,
does that mean it was damp?
The more I think about this, how big is the bag?
How big was the hair pile?
How big is the sample?
Was it like a comical?
Does it keep? Do you keep pulling freshies
like
and put them in?
Little hamster of hair, and the guy looking at it goes, "That obviously did
and
not."
And as a restaurant server or owner, you're not going to have a clump of hair. Maybe one or two strands, if anything.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, shower hair comes out of the shower. That's not possible.
If you're talking female roommate, that's
not,
a lot of hair.
That's too
much hair.
Well, I'm glad
that's a hair burrito, and you would have known far before you got to the middle of the thing.
I'm glad we all have the same questions. I guess there's that. Hey, thank you, man. Remy, just dropping shower hair in the food, huh?
What kind of a psycho does that? That's premeditated.
It's the definition of premeditated. I want to know how often she does it.
Yeah, a lot.
And I'm wondering if the roommate could press charges.
For what? Stealing her
hair, DNA.
Like, something.
God, I didn't even think about it from the roommate's perspective. She's been harvesting your hair, bro.
Oh,
she lives with you. She's been harvesting.
That's disgusting.
I think you're onto something.
And then she acted innocent. Like, she acted like she didn't know what was going on.
She tried to justify it. Like, she was in the right.
She emailed us knowing dang well what she had done. Yeah. Do you realize that?
And then didn't even bring that up.
Like, she painted a beautiful picture. She painted, like, this whole... There was something in my food.
A foreign object.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't like
to... And you know what? Yeah. When people make a big, like, I've found hair in my food. I've found at a local hamburger place that everybody loves in Texas. I'm not going to say which one.
No, please don't.
I ordered mushrooms on my burger.
Right.
And I found a cardboard, like a piece of a cardboard box.
Yeah.
In my burger. I bit it and I was just like, oh, my stomach turned and all that. Discreetly, you know,
removed it,
spit it out, you know, took the little piece of the trash. And then I went to the manager and I was like, I found this, you know, there was still some of the burger in my burger. And I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, she was like, oh my goodness, let me give you your money back. Let me make you another one. And I'm like, it's fine. You know? And she was just like, no, I'm going to make you another one, give you your money back. And I was like, I don't need my money. She's like, no. She's like, I'm giving you your money back because you didn't make a scene.
See when it goes so rude.
And sometimes you're telling the establishment.
You're helping them out.
Yes. So they can make sure it's not something that might repeat with someone else. Like maybe something fell into something else.
Yeah. Maybe they need to know. Not this is not.
Like that'll happen with salads.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's because something has actually spilled.
Right.
Into the lettuce. Exactly. And now they need to be made aware.
Can you imagine the panic in the kitchen when that comes back? Like, what is this?
Do you think they're going to hold up that hair like it's CSI? And trying to figure out who it came from?
My husband says that he dodged a bullet because if she's willing to lie about that, who knows what she can lie about in the relationship, especially if she's playing innocent.
That's crazy.
I get serial killer vibes, to be honest. I get serial killer vibes.
Whoever the roommate is, I hope you move.
Call us. If this sound, if you
recognize that voice,
move away, run, and tell us. Tell us about what other crazy stuff she's up to.
Oh, golly.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right.
Call, text, tweet, or just holler really loud.
Glad we all agree that Angie bringing hair to a restaurant is just, you know, not to be done.
There's so much else going on here that yes, you're right. We all agree there. But the other takeaways are fascinating to me. Let's hear from some more of you guys. Eileen, you got any opinions about this behavior?
She's a psycho. Yes. Really psycho.
Yes. There's no way around that.
She had no right calling y'all. Knowing what she did, but she thought he didn't see her, but he's a smart man.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, what did she think was going to occur
here?
How
do you think you can be sly? You got to bring a plastic bag of human hair out your purse.
What
in the world could he be doing?
Yeah, how would you have fooled him? How did you think that
all of a sudden your burrito has a wig? You don't think he's going to ask questions?
And you're sitting there pointing it out. Look at this hair. Like, he figured it out in 2 seconds. That is the worst.
Poor Carlos.
Allison, you got something you want to add?
What happened to people's integrity?
Great question.
Most people have it. I believe that in my heart. Some people never have. That's the end of it.
Some people don't know the meaning of the word.
What's wrong with this world?
Yeah.
You got to do the right thing, even when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And not only did she do it, but she thought that she was right.
Yeah, she thought she was. She still doesn't think it's a big deal.
She thought there was no big deal, nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she has kids, but...
Oh, I
think about
that
before you procreate, dude.
That's something else.
There's so much going on there. The deception, the layers of deception.
Yeah.
It's like lies on lies on lies on lies on lies.
Yes.
No moral compass.
He brought up the family restaurant thing. Like, if you've never owned a business, you don't know that struggle.
Yeah.
So don't make suggestions to the waiter, maybe talk to the manager, whatever.
Yeah.
But don't try to sabotage something.
Absolutely not.
And if you order wrong, you ordered wrong.
You do not mess with someone's livelihood.
No,
that's awful.
I've had a situation where my dish came out. This is really gross. I'm eating my salad and there was a very baby cockroach in it. Oh. And it turned my stomach and I was done. But I called, and I almost didn't even want to say anything, but everybody else at the table was like, you got to say something.
Yeah.
So the waiter came over and saw it and apologized up and down. I did not make a scene about it. I did not expect them to comp anything, but they incomped the entire table.
And you know what? They were probably just glad you brought it up so they could, like, figure out what was wrong.
Girl, they're just glad you didn't bring it in a baggie and put
from
it
home or put them on Yelp or something horrible. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Richard. Good morning.
Have you ever in your life? It was a good morning until this, eh, Richard?
I'm honestly in awe right now. I really am. I mean, she's got one narcissist tendencies and straight up lies. I mean, why would you want a relationship already based on that? It's good for him for walking away.
I can't imagine being on the other side.
How do you stick around with hair lady?
Of the table and just seeing that happen. And like, what's going on? Like, why would...
Honestly, if I was him, if I saw that, I'd have been like, dude, I got to go to the bathroom, and I would have walked out. Like,
exactly.
I would have dashed and dined with her. Like, no, she can pick that tab up. And, dude, I'm
one
literally
meal for free,
all,
but
like,
not all of them.
I mean, what causes a person to do that, one, to that restaurant? I mean, like the guy said, I mean, you're gonna do that, and other people are gonna see that. They're gonna look at their food and go, "Well, what's wrong with
that?" Dude, she thinks legitimately that if you order something and it shows up and you just don't like it due to taste, that at that point, whatever you need to do to get it for free, you do just to get it. Because you should be able to get it for free.
You can send things back, but you can't eat half of it and then do that.
No.
Exactly. I mean, and within a couple of bites, you know, the first bite, I can see it like, at least give the second bite a chance. Mm-hmm. Maybe and then, hey, not half the meal.
Yeah. Or just shower hair and salt the earth.
Not until you're full.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's like that's like that movie clip from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You ate the entire meal, sir. Like, I want my money back.
Yes.
Like, dude, come
craziness,
on.
Craziness. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you weighing in. Edmund, we're ready for your thoughts, my man.
That lady is sick. Mm-hmm. That lady is sick. That guy did the right thing by getting away from her.
Can you imagine witnessing this outside of the table?
Oh, like if you were...
I'd call you out on it real quick.
Right?
I am surprised. Like, no one was like, no one...
It'd be the only time it would be appropriate to snap at a waiter.
Absolutely.
I need someone over here. Help.
You gotta see this. You're gonna want it. Come on, document this somehow. This is, this is absolutely... Or even got a video of it, or, you know, just like did that and posted it online. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, great for someone else's TikTok.
Now you know why I carry my body cam everywhere.
Yeah.
Just in case I see stuff, I'm going to record it and I'm calling them out on it.
Life is content, Edmund. Life is content. And thank you so
life is evidence.
Exactly.
Better way to put it. Have a great day.
Wake up to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
To be fair, I don't usually pay attention to Stagecoach, so it's possible crazy things like this are happening all the time.
Yeah.
But can we talk about Luke Combs? All the shenanigans he pulled?
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, well, he headlined on Sunday.
I did know that.
After a set, he wasn't done. Actually had one more song to sing.
Right, right.
And that was with the Backstreet Boys. Credit to the Backstreet Boys, to BSP, for recognizing.
Absolutely, yes.
That Luke Combs star power.
Good
And inviting
Lord.
Him to sing with them.
Wow.
Regardless, everyone looked like they had a blast. And also during Luke's set, he decided to bring out a pretty big guest star of his own, Garth Brooks. They sang Friends in Low Places. So in one night, he got to sing like two of the biggest karaoke hits of all time.
That's a good night. That is a headliner set right there.
That is a headliner night. Set. That's how you know you made a good choice.
Yes, yes.
Well done, everybody.
Yes.
We can go home happy.
Wow.
In other music news, I guess congrats to Jack Black. He just broke a record on the Billboard Hot 100 for the quickest song to land on the chart.
I saw this.
I just 34 seconds.
And which one is this? The
Steve's Lava Chicken.
Steve's Lava Chicken
from a Minecraft movie.
Steve's Lava Chicken is. I was not interested in seeing the Minecraft movie at all until I started seeing the clips of Jack Black, and then I thought to myself,
"Now I want it."
Oh my God!
It was the action figures for me that they're now selling. I'm like, okay. Well,
it doesn't matter what gets you to the table. You just have to get to the table eventually. I think I'm there.
But it beats out Beautiful Trip by Kid Cudi, which was 37 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right.
So well done. In other Minecraft movie news, if you haven't yet seen it and you want to go, maybe when it's more of a mess, they're trying to lean into the chicken jockey thing that we talked about where kids were throwing things and getting real rowdy during one particular scene. It's a block party edition screening of the movie where audiences are encouraged to do such things.
Oh, they're inviting the chaos.
And to sing. Yes. So a press release says, you know the moments, you know the lines, you love the songs. Now it's time to get loose, laugh, and belt out those lyrics like a true diamond to your fan.
You know what? Might be fun.
Screenings will be held this Friday.
Okay.
So just know if you're planning on attending on Friday, that's what you're going to get.
Don't just wander in.
Although I'm going to go ahead and assume that they still don't want you to throw food and drinks.
I mean, the usher's going to hate that. Like, again, you know what? Don't encourage them. Like, you're
definitely not at the screen.
You need a hazmat team at the end of that thing. Good Lord.
And speaking of, science has determined the exact age when all of your unhealthy bad habits catch up with you. Would you like to hazard a guess?
I'm going to say 42. And that's just from personal experience. 42.
No.
Really?
It's actually much younger.
What?
A new study out suggests that drinking, not exercising, all those things we do in our 20s.
Yeah.
Starts to trigger your health problems at 36.
Oh, look at the sweat forming over there all of a sudden.
So the line, I do those things.
The line is coming up. No, that's the thing is I am curious because that does seem young to hit the wall.
Yeah.
I've always been told that you hit the wall at like 40 is the kind of the delineator. That's close. That's close. 36, I still feel.
Well, back in the day, I don't like the 30s because, what do I always say? You can live to be 100. Half your age. Only 60. I mean.
Hey, look, however you call it, I will say this. I still felt great. Great at that
until
age.
Until 42, apparently.
Until 42. And then it all started going wrong.
Or is it?
Because
I feel great right now, but you're telling me months' time, I'm just going to wake up and fall apart?
For those of us who have hit the wall, I mean, feel free to clue Katie in. For me, I'm sure it could vary. User experience could vary. Mine, it was all at once, like everything. Ear hair, nose hair, aches and pains, heartburn, like weight gain.
Okay, your second puberty had nothing to do with your drinking habits. That couldn't be helped.
All I'm saying is that my body stopped functioning the way I want it to function at 42. Mm. So if that happens to some people at 36, that sucks. That's 6 good years. That's 6 good years you're losing, and I hate that for you. But it seems a little shallow to me.
So enjoy the partying and debauchery now, kids. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you're in your 20s, never, never take a moment for granted. There's nothing you can do to give yourself a bad day. Just physically, you're just going to peak perform your way, just tap dancing through it. Those days end, unfortunately.
And then ask for a gym membership on your 36th birthday, I guess. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
She's ready to go. This is the Money Minute, and we are going to try to give you $100. Now, your part of this is you got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. That's the goal. You can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes to give you a second shot if we have any time remaining at the end, but you can't change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Is Katie ready?
I'm ready.
Is Angie ready?
Yes.
What color is an airplane's famous black box?
Black.
A green owl is the mascot for what app?
Duolingo.
63 divided by 9 equals what?
Call that.
63 divided by 9.
7.
How many Spice Girls were there in the original lineup?
4.
Which country has the most Michelin-starred restaurants?
United States of America.
How long is a standard American green card valid for?
7 years.
PEMDAS. PEMDAS is a mnemonic device used to remember what in math. It helps you with what?
Multiplication.
Where would you find the infamous red light district?
Oh, God. I don't know.
It's good that you don't know, Angie.
Yeah, no shame in that, Angie. How did she do?
Let's go over some of those misses. What color is an airplane's famous black box?
It's not black. I do know that. Red?
It's a misnomer.
Is it red?
It's orange.
Okay.
Because they needed it to stand out, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
would think it would be black.
Well,
but
why don't you call it a black box?
That's what
that's
I'm saying,
a real
saying,
good
Angie.
Question, Angie.
What are they doing
that's
with
a
their
real
lives?
Real good question.
How many Spice Girls were there in the original lineup? It was five. It was five.
Mm-hmm.
What country has the most Michelin-starred restaurants? I liked the guess of the United States of America.
It should be. Maybe we'll get there eventually. But it is
a lot more pretentious than us.
Yeah, it is France.
France.
Okay.
How long is a standard American green card valid for? There are some exceptions, but by and large, it's 10 years.
Oh, 10 I would have said seven. I thought she, okay, all
yeah,
right,
10.
Right on.
Where would you find the infamous red light district? We didn't get to it there at the end.
I think Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Okay.
And right. PEMDAS.
Oh,
I know.
I was going to guess London.
Oh, no. It's Amsterdam, where anything goes, Angie.
Yeah.
That's not the case in London.
They got laws in London.
They're pretty big sticklers for the rules over there.
They got laws in London.
But PEMDAS.
Well, we have some hard questions, you know?
Yeah, well, Frito was waiting for me to say, what does PEMDAS mean?
I was literally on the edge of my seat.
And I wouldn't do that to you, Ange, but it's order of operations, right? So parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, adding, subtracting.
Okay.
You know, Angie, enter again. Punch your name in one more time. Hopefully we'll get you back around here because I feel like that was a great first attempt.
It was, yeah.
Does anyone ever get this right?
Two of them. Yeah, two of them.
Two of them,
Angie.
Two people so far.
$200.
We haven't been doing it that long, Angie, so yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Just you can climb this mountain, Angie.
Wait, I got one more question. Did I get any right out of the 10?
Yes.
Yeah, you got 63 divided by 9, and you got Duolingo.
Yeah, yeah. So you're again, this is...
Well, okay, we've so had I people, got one right.
Two. Don't sell yourself short.
I don't care if it was the freebie or not.
You had to remember it.
Oh,
absolutely.
Two.
Angie, thank you so much for playing. Liz, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much for your time.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Angie. Bye.
And thank you, 100.3 FM KILT, The Bull.
Angie's a pro.
Love it.
Angie's a pro. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Time for a little day drinking, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Who's ready for some booze clues?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you.
Booze clues.
Well,
I mean, I know we have, pour me a drink. Post Malone, Jelly Roll, San Antonio. Oh, y'all know the drill.
Here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Going to give you some ingredients. You tell us the drink.
Bingo.
The alcoholic beverage.
That's right.
The adult beverage.
Mm-hmm. The bevy, some
that
might
I'm making.
Say.
Right. That's it. No shaking, no stirring, no tiny umbrellas required.
No.
At least not for you.
No. Get 2 out of 3 correct. You are headed out to old San Antonio, Texas to watch a little throwdown with Posty and Jelly and...
Not actually throwing down.
Well, I mean,
I would also pay to see that.
Yeah, that would also be quite
But
the,
if you can identify a cocktail quicker than Post Malone can grow a face tattoo, then this is the game for you.
713-881-5500. You want to play? Call us. We will talk to you coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud, about to play a little Pour Me a Drink.
We're popping bottles.
Popping bottles at
other things.
Yeah, pre-9 a.m. because we're crazy like that. But yes, the idea here is you're trying to get 2 out of 3 cocktails correct.
Mm-hmm.
You do, we send you to Post Malone.
Based on their ingredients. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was our trial run.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Right.
Felt like we left a little bit on the table.
How so? Like what were we missing?
I am nothing if not theatrical.
Oh Lord!
And so I believe we should zhuzh it up a bit.
You want to put some sauce?
I was a bartender for a hot minute.
Okay.
I bartended at Whiskey River.
All right, guys.
I did more dancing on the tables than I did bartend, but
that
you know.
Said, welcome to Katie's Bar and Grill, everyone.
That's right.
Where the drinks are cold and the opinions are hot. So, what'll you have? Well, I guess we should meet our contestants. Haley, welcome. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to my bar.
Pull up a stool. Katie is here to pour you a drink or three. You just have to figure out what the hell she's pouring. Two times. And then we will hopefully be sending you to Post Malone. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay. What are we starting with?
Okay. Hey, that's a dealer's choice here.
This is a classic.
Okay. All right.
This is when I wish I had bigger hands. It would really make this a lot easier.
Okay,
so we're going to grab some vodka.
All right.
And some gin.
Okay.
Some tequila. And some white rum. This is a big batch, obviously. This is
Holy.
For a group. Triple sec, simple syrup,
my
lemon
kind of
juice. And we're going to fill with Coke. Not much left. Maybe this is a fishbowl, punch bowl, trash can.
Yeah.
Vodka, gin, tequila. Rum, triple sec, simple syrup, lemon juice, Coke. It's a lot of ingredients. But what do they combine to make?
A Long Island iced tea.
Based on those pours.
You're going to get blasted.
I wouldn't serve you another one based on that.
Getting these Frito pours.
Okay, like, so just got to get one more, and you win the tickets to Post Malone and Jelly.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to grab some vodka.
Okay.
I need to open my ginger beer here.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And we'll finish with some lime juice.
Okay.
Now, where's that acute copper toxicity? just kidding. My copper mug. So vodka, ginger beer, lime juice served in a copper mug.
A Moscow Mule.
She's got it.
She's good.
And just because I'm having fun making him do all these sound effects.
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Let's just do the last one.
Okay.
This is a classic.
Right.
We're going to combine tequila, lime juice, and some triple sec.
Okay.
Now we're going to shake the thing.
Oh, give it a shake?
We're shaking it with some crushed ice.
Right.
Going to serve it in a salt-rimmed glass.
Okay.
Maybe throw in a lime wheel if we're feeling fancy.
Right.
So that's just tequila, lime juice, and triple sec.
No margarita.
That's a margarita.
I'm buzzing just listening to this conversation. This is.
Whoa.
Katie's Bar and Grill is a dangerous place.
I do not measure my pores.
But
me either.
It works out great for you. You're going to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll in San Antonio.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We are so excited for you.
Oh,
hang
man.
On the line. We'll get you all the details and get you sobered up.
Yeah.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Do we have time to talk about Deion Sanders for a hot minute?
Again?
What's happened? He's been, when I say fired, there's a lot of jobs this man holds. But his younger son, Shiloh, has relieved him of his managerial duties. He's getting an agent that isn't Deion Sanders. He is signed with someone else. Awkward.
Did he say why?
Awkward. Oh, Shiloh's the older brother? Shiloh's the older brother.
Was he?
I didn't even know he was getting drafted.
Did he get drafted?
Give me a second. I got to
do some
research.
Everyone just talked about Shador.
Well, no, I knew there were two of them. Like, I did know there were two of them. For whatever reason, I thought Shiloh was younger and might have had next. No, he is a undrafted free agent. He was signed, I guess, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he'll get a tryout, which is still...
That's something.
It's better than most, dude. You know, it's better than most. It's not a bad thing. If you can hack it, that's great.
So is he not as good as Shador?
I don't think he's... No, not even... Okay, in fairness, like, people need to be reasonable about this.
Is his personality better?
I know Deion was like, my boy's going to go top five. That's happening.
Did you just say my boy and didn't clarify.
I need to go back and review the tweets. Yeah. But I can imagine if I was Shador, because everyone's talking about Shador. No one's talking about Shiloh. If I'm Shiloh, I'm absolutely wanting to get another agent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But he said this was actually Deion's idea. Like, Deion was like, yeah, we all kind of knew this wasn't going so well, so I need to figure this out. So there's not like family drama. We think
something, I guess.
But yeah.
Not any more family drama.
I feel like this should have been done at the end of the season. It, you know, like, I mean, just like, y'all could probably use someone.
He wasn't
that
really
dad.
Their agent anyway, right? They didn't.
No, he wasn't. He was just quote unquote advising them. Yeah. Officially, he was not tied to either of the kids.
Advise parenting.
Mm.
He's a parent.
Well, right.
So in that way, that all parents.
Right. They're always kind of.
Although with inside knowledge, clearly.
Only, you know, Hall of Famer, you know, Dallas Cowboy legend.
More qualified. Okay. Sure, sure.
So, yeah. Good luck to him.
Let's end on some better news.
Right.
A mailman in Michigan has gone viral for returning money he found in a homeowner's driveway.
Oh, wow.
The way it was positioned, it looked like it fell out of their pocket when getting into the car. Because nobody came, I left a note just so it wouldn't, like, fall to the bottom of the box and nobody would see it.
Honestly, I was just like, that is, like, the sweetest thing.
If you can make somebody smile or you can help somebody in any way, even being a support to be there for them, do it.
It just magically ended up in my driveway, and he happened to find it, and he did his good deed by giving it to me. So that's why I feel I need to do a good deed with it.
You make one person smile, then that spreads to another, and it's just a ripple effect at that point.
Okay, how much are
we
talking
gonna,
about?
I'm not gonna tear down a great deed.
How much?
$10.
It was $10.
No one answered the door, and he left a note.
It was 10. It was a 10 spot? A 10? That's...
Good on you, Joshua O'Hara.
It could have blown
wrap it up
from
wrap
another.
It up, wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.